We are in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. Beis HaKnesses Shul. O Levenim Ve'etzimi Beis HaKnesses Yoshan Shesosro. Either the shul or the bricks or the or wood from the shul that got knocked down. Yecholim Litein B'matona. They're allowed to give this away as a matana. Now what we're referring to is a shul that's built by the shul of the Kfarim, where we say that it's a small town, therefore it belongs to the trustees of the town. The halacha is the trustees can give the bricks as a gift to somebody. Now even though the halacha is that they can only sell it, how can they give gifts? The answer is, the ilav da'avalu hanamine lo havayavale, they would not have given it to him. Therefore, it's as if they sold it. You know, we do not suspect that the Zion Tovi here are giving it away for no reason whatsoever. One would expect that they're going to get something back for it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down those that hold that as a result of that, that would have to be that these are people that live nearby. Whereas if you're dealing with people they don't expect to ever see again, then they're not, it's definitely not a mecher of sorts. They're definitely not doing this in a way that they're getting something, that they expect something in return for it. V'cheilun yecholim la'achlifon ba'acherim. They're allowed to switch them for something else. V'hem yotzim l'chulin. And then they will lose their kedusha. That means that the stones of the shul will be switched for other ones and they will no longer have kedusha. So this is all if you're switching them, if you're selling them. You're getting something from them and the kedusha can be chal on this new thing. Aval osur l'mashkenon olaskiron. You cannot go and use them as a mashkon or to rent them out. Olash ilon, or to lend them to someone. Afilei dei zayim tovi yir. Shaddai nisharim b'kedushasan. And they will continue to hold their kedusha. Why is that? She'ein kan davar acher shetochel kedushasan olav. Because there is no other thing that the kedusha should be chalan. Says the Ramah, v'dafka b'derech shemorida mikdushasan. We're only talking about when they're being mamashkin them or lending them to be morid mikdushasan. There's no iser in lending or renting a Sefer Torah or Svarim to another tzibur to use them. The iser is if you're renting it out in a way that it's going to go down from its kedusha, it's not going to be used for its kedusha, there we say that you're not allowed to do it because the only way that you could allow it to be yored mikdushasa is if the kedusha will now be chal on something else. Whereas, in a case where it's not losing its kedusha altogether, all you've got is a change of ownership, there's no iser in that whatsoever. So that the iser is not that lending a Sefer Torah lamashal, lending a davar shebekedusha is a bizayin. The iser is that lending it for something that where it's not going to be used for kedusha, that's where you've got a problem. Whereby the halacha would be that sale would be mutter, but not lending, because when you sell, so the kedusha falls on the next thing. So remember, we would have to be machalic also between the stones of the building and a Sefer Torah. Stones of the shul, once you switch them, the stones lose their kedusha. Not so when you're dealing with the Sefer Torah, which obviously will never lose its kedusha, regardless of what it is that you sold it for.